early over here. Today, this is under Operation Outreach. Once again, this is with Missionary Enterprises, Missionary Aid International. And of course, we're doing some social media today. We're just using the phone today. And today we're out in Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada. And Richmond Hill is actually, back in 2016, the 195,000. It's a city in South Central York Region, Ontario, Canada, part of the Greater Toronto Area, GTA. It is the York Region's third most populous municipality and the 28th most populous municipality in Canada. The city is home to the David Dunlap Observatory, this is where we're at today, telescope. It is an astronomical observatory site housed on 189 acres, a beautiful place here, establishment in 1935, that was before I was born, until 2008. And the observatory here behind me is now managed by the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada and the David Dunlap Observatory Defenders. Oh, I like the word defenders. I didn't see that because I'm a defender of the faith. Its primary instrument is a 74-inch reflector telescope. Try to put that in your back pocket. At one time, the second largest telescope in the world and still the largest in Canada. Hallelujah. And several other telescopes are also located at that site. Why don't you show a little bit of the house over there? Show that over there. Get the telescopes at the top there, at the corner over here behind the tree. Right over here. There you go. Okay, that's good enough for the house. Okay, so my introduction here today is this. Regarding the creation of the universe, what a better place to do a short little video regarding the creation of the universe. The creation of mankind has baffled mankind for the centuries as well as for millenniums. That's right. So in order to understand the creation of all that is seen as well as all that is unseen, we will have no other choice in the matter but to start off in the Holy Bible, also known as the Word of God, as well as rightly dividing and interpreting it. You know, a lot of people out there, they're using the Bible to make it say things concerning creation of mankind, especially in the young earth, old earth. How many, you know, did God literally create the universe in a literal 6 days? I'm a young earth, I'm a six. So key words from the original text, we're gonna look at one word here in the Old Testament, Strong's number 1254. It's the word create, created, and creator in the King James. It's the word bara. Everybody knows that one, or everybody should know that one by now. Basically, definition, I just gave them in the King James, but it means to shape or to create. And we got two key in New Testament. We have 29:36 from the King James. It's created. It's the word kitzo, not schizo, kitzo. Definition, create, form, to shape, to make, to build, always of God. And then we have the other one here is 29:37. It's a derivative from 29:36. It's the word ktisis, meaning definition, creation, the act or the product of creation, often of the founding of a city, always of divine. Well, this is very short teaching today. Very short, because what we're going to do is we're going to be going to Newmarket after that. We're going to be doing a major teaching up there. And then on the way back, we want to stop at Buttonville. We may do a little key references today in the Old Testament here. Genesis 1. First of all, we need to read Genesis 1, chapter 1, from verse 1 to all the way to 31. Okay, we're not going to go through that today, but I'm just putting that as a reference. We need to read the whole chapter. We need the chapter so the Holy Spirit have something to help. Some of these guys, if they would get into the Word of God, they change their theology concerning the creation of mankind. So let's look, though, at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3 and 4 together said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. I don't have time to teach on this, but right there, God said, God saw. We're supposed to operate out of that. Let's go to Genesis 2. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 says this, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Let's go to Job. The book of Job, chapter 38, 4 to 6 and then verse 33. So 4 says, where were you? This is what God is saying to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare to me, Job, if you have no understanding. If you have and no understanding. Verse 5, who determined the measures of the earth, if you know? I like God. God can be sarcastic at times with us. Or who stretched the measuring line upon it. This is all about the creation of the earth, creation of the universe. Verse 6, upon what were the foundations of it fastened, or who laid its cornerstone? Verse 33, do you know the ordinances of the heavens, of the universe? The word heavens means the universe. Can you establish their rule upon the earth? Okay, this here, all right? We need to take this very seriously. Proverbs 3:19, the Lord by skillful and godly wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding, he has established the heavens. I think I need to look a little bit more at the camera. Okay, so our key references here for the New Testament here, we're going to start in the Gospel of John, which is very similar to the Genesis, right? The Genesis account. Gospel of John, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 10, starting with verse 1. In the beginning, remember in the Genesis, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word. A little bit different here. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. Very interesting here. Verse 3, all things, I love this verse. All things were made and came into existence through Him, the word genome. And without Him was not even one thing made, the word genome again, that has come into being. The word times in one verse, and the word genome is used throughout the whole New Testament concerning creation, concerning the new birth, concerning healing, concerning miracles. It's huge. Verse 10, He, Jesus, came into the world, and through the world was made, though the world was made through Him, that's in his deity, before He became Jesus, before He became the second Adam, He was deity, right? Because we just read that the Word was God. So the world was made through Him, the Word. The world did not recognize Him, did not know Him. How sad can you get? That's because of the fall of man, though, right? Ephesians 3:9, also to enlighten all men and make plain to them what is the plan regarding the Gentiles and providing for the salvation of all men of the mystery kept hidden through the ages and concealed until now in the mind of God who created all things by who? By Christ Jesus, right? Colossians 1:16, for it was in Him that all things were created in heaven and on the earth, things seen and things unseen, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all Him by the service, His service, intervention, and in for Him. See, things were created for Him. God created things for Himself. God created us for Him. God didn't create us so that we can live a life apart from Him. No, He created us so that we can live for Him, our Creator. 4:11. Worthy are you, Lord, our Lord and God, to receive the glory, the dominion, for you created all things. By your will, they were brought into being and were created. I think this is my last verse after this here. Very short teaching. And then last one here is Revelation 10:6. And swore in the name of by Him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens, the sky, but also the firmaments, the universe, and all they contain, and the earth, and all that it contains, and the sea, and all that it contains. He swore that no more time should intervene, and there should be no more waiting or delay. So I just want to finish on this note here. The creation account. It is very important for those who are born again, born of God, because once you understand the creation account, it'll really help you understand to walk by faith, because everything came into existence, everything that needs to come into existence today, whether it's provision, whether it's divine healing, whatever it is, even salvation, it's all done by faith, right? It's by grace, we're saved by grace through faith. And God, a lot of people don't agree with this. I didn't agree with this years ago, but it's true. God is a faith God. Everything God did, everything God created was by faith. He believed what He spoke. That's what we read in Genesis 1, 3 and 4. God said, and then He performed it, and then He saw. It's the same thing what we found in Mark 11. when he cursed the fig tree, he cursed the fig tree. He said, and then they saw that the fig tree was cursed. So it's the same thing. It's the same principle. It's called the law of faith. I believe it's found in Romans 3:23 or 27.